I just pray before we start, Heavenly Father, we pray that our ears and our hearts are open to your words, not mine. In your name, amen. At this time of year, we generally have nice choices to make about how to celebrate Christmas. What food to eat, what to drink, what presents to buy, who to meet up with, how to relax on our days off, etc. There's not usually a right or wrong choice. Who cares if you eat turkey instead of goose this Christmas? Or Christmas log instead of Christmas pudding? Instead, we have a choice of different pleasures or ways to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, this is quite different to the choice to be made by Joseph in our gospel reading that was life-changing and could affect other people. It is also different in our Old Testament reading, where there are choices that may seem right, but are in fact perhaps not right from God's perspective, or not God's choice. So now that you're all confused, let's try and explore a bit better and clarify. My aim is for us to see that there may not necessarily be a right or wrong choice, but instead to think about the impact of different choices that we make, and to step out this Christmas and make God's choice. So what does that mean? Well, let's look first at Joseph's choice in our gospel reading. His fiancée Mary has told him that she is pregnant and not by him. He has two choices. He can have her stoned or break off the engagement and send Mary back to her family. This was Joseph's legal right. But because he loved her, he thought to break off the engagement quietly so as not to humiliate her, or so as not to have her stoned. Now already, this is very good of him. How many people thinking they were betrayed by the woman or man they loved would not want to seek revenge? But God gave Joseph another choice. Marry Mary and bring up her child Jesus with her. So although Joseph was thinking of making the right choice himself by breaking off the engagement quietly, God was giving him the opportunity to make God's choice, which was not the normal and certainly not the easiest of choices. If I was Joseph, I may be thinking, give me a break, God, I'm doing a nice thing here, but I'm not going to bring shame on myself by marrying Mary and then have to bring up a child that's not mine. What would you do? Let's explore the impact of Joseph's choice. To accept God's choice would have a huge impact on his life, on Mary's life, and then change our lives through Jesus. In verse 21, the angel says to Joseph that Mary will give birth to a son, and he is to call him Jesus, and that Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus came to earth to save us because we can't save ourselves from sin and its consequences. Now, we all sin because we have sinful nature present in us. Yes, ladies, that means us too. Only Jesus can save us from our sin. From the moment we say sorry for that sin and ask him to take control of our lives. This means from the moment we make God's choice and not our own. Let's think back to when we made that choice to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. This was not an easy choice. Far from it. Because it meant repenting, letting God take control, and turning away from sin. But we knew it was the right choice, didn't we? And we felt at peace because God was with us. Now, if we haven't made such a choice yet, we need to make it sincerely, because this will be the most important choice of our lives. Then we can really realize what it means to act differently to the world and to tradition, and to know that God is with us, and to follow and obey God instead, which is what Joseph did. I read this quote that you'll see on the screen now from Donny Martin, a Baptist preacher, that I found when preparing for this talk. He says, man's criterion for making a choice about someone is quite different from God's. God has a whole different set of guidelines for making his choice. While man tends to make decisions based on the outward and the obvious, God always looks deeper. One's talents, good looks, or high IQ does not impress God. His choice is possessed of more substance than that. God's choice is based on what a person is, not how they appear. Praise the Lord! Because this means that God's choice depends on God, not us. We don't need to worry how we appear or what people think of us. God loves us regardless. Wow. A good present day example of God's choice that I'd like to share with you is one of the monks of Tibrin in Algeria who were murdered in cold blood for no reason in 1996. These French monks had the chance to leave Algeria when their lives were in danger. And instead, after prayer and listening to God, each one made a choice to stay, knowing that there was a large chance they would face death, which they did. By risking their lives to stay with a Muslim community that they had lived in for many years, they demonstrated God's sacrificial love. It would not have been the wrong choice for them to leave. On the contrary, the people in the community they had served in were concerned for their safety and suggested that they did leave. But to stay was God's choice, to be in solidarity with and show God's love for the local Muslim people. In the film made about them called Des Hommes et des Dieux, of Gods and Men, which I highly recommend, you see how difficult this choice was for each of them. But you also see the peace they suddenly had after they had made their choice. I found it very moving, and just like for Joseph, probably scared about making God's choice, but he assumed it and did it humbly, obeying God and giving glory to him, knowing God was with him. The same was for these monks, and they knew that they were at peace because God was with them. In our gospel reading, the angel says in verse 23, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And this is also mentioned in the first reading in Isaiah. Verse 14 says something similar. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel. So not only is this fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy, but God was also encouraging the people in the Old Testament times, as well as the New Testament times, and as he encourages us today, God is with us. How do we know? Well, perhaps the Holy Spirit guiding us when we pray. A friendly face, a friendly smile in a difficult situation. Peace when facing tough challenges. Hope where there is so much desperation. Someone feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, being with the lonely. We must be careful, though, not to make the same mistake as Ahaz did in our first reading, who, when God said, ask the Lord for a sign in verse 10. Ahaz responded in verse 11 that he would not put God to the test. Now, in fact, Ahaz In fact, God told Ahaz through Isaiah to ask for a sign. But he didn't want to hear what God would say because he did not want to follow God's choice, which seemed scarier than just following the superpower of Assyria. God is with us, but often we use the same excuse as Ahaz in not wanting to communicate or be with God. We say we don't want to bother or trouble God, but we must not let anything keep us from hearing God. What would have happened if Joseph had made the same lame excuse? We would have had no savior, as Mary could have been stoned to death. If Jackie Pullinger hadn't made her choice, hundreds in Hong Kong would not have been saved for drug addiction and prostitution and not know Jesus. If Maximilian Kolbe did not make his choice, a family would not have survived the Holocaust. Closer to home, if Abbé Pierre had not made his choice, thousands more would be on the streets. If William and Catherine Booth had not made their choice, there'd be no Salvation Army. If William Wilberforce had not made his choice, the British slave trade would not have been abolished. These are all very different examples of Christians who made God's choice and stood out from the world. People may have thought them strange or crazy at first, but they were impacted by God's love, by their love. So therefore, the two points, key points of this talk are firstly, making God's choice, even if it's difficult or means being different. And secondly, remembering that God is with us in order to do this. I have found this very hard yet true in my own life. My husband John already had a son from a previous encounter before I met him and married him. His son was 4 years old when we were married. John and I really wanted children together, but when we prayed, we felt God saying that we should wait a few years and build up the relationship with John's son, Scott, who lives in the UK. This was not an easy choice for me. As I got married in my 30s, and time was ticking on, and I really wanted to start a family. But I really felt that this was God's choice, and that God was with me. And when we started trying to have children years later, we were told it was pretty much too late, so we proceeded to try to adopt. This was really hard for me initially. Now I have no regrets because we have a great relationship with Scott, and I grew to realize that having children was not my goal in life. Following Jesus is. Now, a few years later, miraculously and graciously, God blessed us with a biological child of our own, little Maya Grace, against all odds. Praise God. But the point of sharing this example with you is not to say that God gives you what you want in the end. On the contrary, for me, becoming a mother was wonderful, but that did not make me a complete or better person. Being sad and afraid and then trusting in God drew me closer to God as I felt he was really with me. I see it now. It's easy to talk about now. But at the time, I found it extremely hard until I believed that God was all I needed. This is when my desire for a child went and when I felt like the person God created me to be. Now, my choice did not impact as many people in the same way as for Joseph or even Ahaz, but it did impact John and Scott and me and now little Maya. So therefore, our choices may not impact many people, but they can make a difference around us. So we can start by making God's choice this Christmas. Instead of worrying about what to eat or drink or to do on our time off, perhaps we can instead do something different to show our celebration of Christmas and to show that it's also celebrating the person of who Jesus is and his sacrificial servant heart. Perhaps we could help the homeless or invite someone round for Christmas lunch who's not a family or friend, but who may be on their own, or giving presents to charity as well as each other, or fasting and praying at some point over the Christmas period. Some of you may be thinking, great, now that Sophie's ruined my Christmas, as I don't feel like doing any of the above, and what's wrong with eating, drinking, and celebrating? Nothing at all. But wouldn't it be amazing if we could step out in faith and feel more than just happy this Christmas, drawing closer to God who is with us, and feel his joy too? God has given us so much. Let's celebrate Joseph's choice. Let's celebrate the birth of Jesus. Let's celebrate that God is with us. Let's go out and make God's choice and see the difference. Amen.